This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Palestinians in the Gaza Strip are running as Israeli airstrikes demolish whole neighborhoods. Hospitals run out of supplies, and soon now the power could go out across the region.
After Israeli strikes hammered the Jabalia camp in northern Gaza, Palestinians dig through the rubble to pull out bodies. Scenes of devastation are everywhere, with men carrying bloodied victims to the hospital on their backs. Airstrikes have smashed entire city blocks to rubble in the tiny coastal enclave and left unknown numbers of bodies beneath mounds of debris. The bombardment has raged on even though militants dragged an estimated 150 people into Gaza during weekend fighting. Israel has vowed unprecedented retaliation against the Hamas militant group ruling Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hamas attacked Israel on Saturday. The war has now taken more than 2,200 lives on both sides. 14 Americans are among the dead. This morning, the Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is talking about the war between Israel and Hamas, saying there are some concerns for the U.S. economy, but she still does not expect a recession. Ukraine's President Zelensky is in Brussels at a meeting of defense leaders from around the world. He's making a pitch for more military aid for his country. Back home, high school students' scores on the ACT college admissions test have dropped to their lowest in more than three decades.
Scores have been falling for six consecutive years, but the trend accelerated during the COVID-19 pandemic. Janet Godwin, chief executive officer for the nonprofit ACT, says the hard truth is that we are not doing enough to ensure that graduates are truly ready for post-secondary success in college and career. I'm Donna Warder.
This is AP News. Now to a 104-year-old skydiver.
A 104-year-old Chicago woman has died days after making a skydive that could put her in the record books. Dorothy Hoffner was trying to get certified by Guinness World Records as the oldest person to ever jump from a plane. She wasn't scared.
I love it.
About 2 weeks ago, Hoffner made a tandem skydive jumping out of a plane from 13,000 feet.
Oh, good.
Back on ground.
Thanks, kids.
Safe and sound. That was amazing.
Wonderful. A wonderful trip.
After landing, Hoffner said age is not a number, and it wasn't her first time skydiving.
It was a nice, peaceful, and I had to keep myself awake so I could see the scenery.
A close friend said Hoffner was found dead by staff at the Brookdale Lakeview Senior Living Community. She apparently died in her sleep. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.